What's going on, everybody? This is Aaron from Anime Cherubim. Something a little different today. Here I'm with my good friend, Jai, Denver's next up-and-coming rapper. Jai, how's it going?
What's good, everybody?
Just want to have a little talk with him. I've, you know, talked to him for a little bit now, and real interesting fellow.
Get to know each other.
Yeah, exactly. This is, you know, Anime Cherubim for one. So, real quick, what are your favorite anime?
My favorite, you know, my dad introduced me to anime, so Dragon Ball was like the first one. Went on to Dragon Ball Z, of course. Then after that, I branched on and did it myself. Toonami used to come on Saturdays night, so, you know, I watched a lot of Inuyasha, Naruto, Cowboy Bebop. The list goes on.
Yeah. I do appreciate Toonami for, like, a lot of people jumped in through Toonami, and
yeah,
especially me. I had no idea. I remember being a little kid and being mad at my grandma because she'd make fun of me for watching like Pokemon and Sailor Moon.
My mom was on my head by watching Pokemon because I was a big Pokemon head. Like, Pikachu was my guy, bro. So love that dude.
And I used to get super offended because my grandma would be like, "Why are you watching those Japanese cartoons?" And I used to get all mad. They're not Japanese.
Bro, but they were like the best cartoons, though.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, all the action they had is like, man, you can't find this on regular cartoons. Get out of here. I'm going to watch my Japanese cartoons and enjoy them. But some were kind of scary, though. Like, what was that one? Ghost something.
Ghost in the Shell?
Ghost in the Shell, bro. They shit used to come on, and like the little theme songs just scare me. I'm like, I got to change this, bro. I'll be by myself in the dark and a little, like, the intro opening. I'm like, I can't do it. And, yeah, basically, Toonami, whatever was on Toonami was, my show, my anime I used to watch. Yeah.
So, as I mentioned before, you're trying to get, or we are basically in the rap game so far. Let's open up, where can we find your music?
Right now, you can find, only song I have out right now is Inside, and it's on YouTube, but I can't give you an exact date when I'm dropping anything, but soon. Today it's October 23rd, so around end of October, November maybe, you can catch everything on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever platform you use, YouTube, SoundCloud, all those, yeah.
And then go ahead and spell out how we...
My name?
It. Yeah.
Simple, J-Y-I, Jai, and the song is Inside, it's on YouTube, Inside spelled N. Not the whole word, and then side, S-I-D-E, so, yeah.
And if that's your, you know, your freshman single that you drop.
Freshman single, yeah.
I can't wait to see what the future is going to hold for you.
It's a lot in store, man. I got different sounds. I'm not a one genre person, so I try to branch out and do different things. So, that's what you'll get on that tape. It's just different sounds.
So speaking of sounds, what kind of sound are you actually aiming for right now?
I wouldn't say there's like a peculiar sound I'm aiming for. I really just go in and make music, and if it sounds like this genre, then that's what it is. Like, I don't really place my music in one place. So, I try to experiment and just do different things, and it sounds totally different from the next track. And it's like, yeah, basically, just different. I try to be different on every track I do, not repeat myself.
I know it. From your first track, you know, like I said, I really liked it. And now that you're saying that you have variations in your sound, mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see where that goes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really say much. Well,
I know. Yeah, I know. I don't. You want to kind of keep under wraps right now.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. But just stay tuned. That's all I can say. Like, you won't be disappointed at all.
All right. So, real simple. Probably a question you're going to get asked. All over the place. What are your top five albums?
Top five albums? Well, I like to take albums. Like, I don't want to place five albums on one artist. So, I take albums from, like, my top five artists. And top five albums, not in order. TLOP 5 from Pierre Bourne is one. 808s and Heartbreaks. Kanye West. Indica. Kid Cudi, of course. Days Before Rodeo, Travis Scott, and In Search Of by N-E-R-D.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are actually some pretty great heavy hitters, actually.
Big heavy hitters. I like what I was saying. I like to be different. And all those artists are like, you know, they don't have one peculiar sound. They branch out and do different things. So those are people who inspire me, you know, to be different.
I know. And talking about 808 Heartbreaks. Kanye is like the king of different sounds.
Yeah, he is. You know, none of his albums sound the same. I mean, you can catch like similar sounds from each other, but like I feel like when he try to make a new album, it's something new that he hasn't done before. So
I think honestly, that's the key to an artist. You don't want to keep sounding the same.
Exactly.
Then you get bored.
And that's happened to a lot of people. You know, you don't want to be that one hit wonder or like be subjected to one sound. Like, I don't really feel like hearing him because he just makes one type of music. You know, you have different albums from Kanye and that just sounds like Yeezus. People didn't like Yeezus, but like that's a big electronic sound. You don't see really many rap artists doing that, you know, going to techno and a little dubstep. Well, I wouldn't say dub, more electronic and techno sounds, like UK sounds.
Right.
You don't really see rap artists doing that nowadays. So, well, now you are, but back when he first put that album out, it's like
he's a trendsetter.
Yeah, he is.
There was something I was gonna ask with it. Totally forgot. That's fine. I was gonna say. I mean, not coming from me, but you can take it from Kanye. Like, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
To explore music, you know, you don't get. Let's say one of your songs off your debut, you know, catches fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be like, all right, I need to try to recreate this song. That's what's hot. You should, you know, have fun with it.
Don't try to enjoy the moment.
Exactly. Really. Experiment.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel like people chase that high and they're like get lost in the sauce. They don't know what to do.
Yeah. So how do you feel Kanye has affected like your music making?
Kanye has affected me by, you know, giving us new artists that he worked with. Like, the people on his teams, like, you know, they're a product of him. And, like, Cudi, Travis, Big Sean, all those people are very inspirational. It's like, how you can take all those different sounds and put them into one group and make, you know, the latest, the most fiery song ever. I can't describe it. You know, I don't know if you heard Champions by Good Music. It has a bunch of artists stacked into one song, and it sounds great. It's like nobody's like overpowering each other. It's like it's a good balance of artists on one track. So yeah, Kanye's very inspirational. Not with just music, also clothing. You know, I think
you rocking Yeezys. Do you have a pair of Yeezys on?
Not right now. You know, I never missed a drop, and I'm not paying resale for Yeezys. So. No, sir. But yeah, if you notice, Kanye's like style changes every album or so. Like, he's dressing different. Like, I know, I remember my Dark Beautiful Twisted Fantasy, he's like wearing suits and ties, or in Graduation, he's wearing like a lot of Bape and stuff like that. So like, I think he lives in the moment of his music, which I liked.
That's great. All right, so Kanye being your most influential artist, who's your most underrated artist right now?
Pierre Bourne. I feel like he's...
So pitch me. Pitch me Pierre Bourne right now.
How to pitch Pierre Bourne? He's one in a million. You know, a lot of beats you hear nowadays are like very inspired by him. He's mixing different sounds that you wouldn't put together. He has the Kanye effect to me. Like, he's a producer who's getting overlooked just to be a producer, but has amazing like rap styles, and the way he uses his vocals with auto-tune, it's all unique. It's like you don't really hear that with other artists. And he's not saying bars and stuff. It's just like he's very melodic in a way, and it's like it's very catchy, and that's why I'm inspired by him as well. Like, I try to be catchy with my chorus. It's just like how he does. So, and it just amazes me the ideas he have. Like, he just says the simplest things, but like it's so cool to hear it the way he say it.
Do you think one day you'd want to like jump on a collab with them?
Oh yeah, if it's a beat, our future, I'd love to be, you know, just working with Pierre. You can say one thing on the track, I'm like, I got a Pierre feature. I work with Pierre. Right.
Who else is part of your, like, dream collaboration?
Dream collaboration? Pharrell, of course. Just, that man's amazing. He's been in the game for so long and still so influential.
He's such a great producer, too. Like,
yes, he is.
You would never, like, if you said, like, Pharrell, right? And you're like, people are like, oh, Happy? Like, that's it?
Yeah, nah, you can't live for real.
But he's been in the game for so long, you don't even know he's still even around.
Early 2000, I think they were saying he was like 60% of radio play.
Really?
Yeah. Just from his beats, you know, Britney Spears, NSYNC, Justin Timberlake, everybody who was working with hip-hop to pop to almost every genre. Pharrell is very unique.
Yeah, mid-2000s, he's like, what am I doing? Let me just do it myself.
For real.
Anyone else you really want to work with?
Of course, Travis Scott. I love to work with that dude. That's, he's someone, he's probably one of the reasons I started rapping, because, I don't know, he just, you know, you ever see somebody and get you, like, start, what is it, like, shook? Amazed, really?
Yeah, start, like, starstruck?
Yeah, starstruck, there we go, I can't really say that word, but anyway, yeah, starstruck. Yeah, the first time seeing him, I was like, who is this? I never really was like a fanboy till I seen Travis. I was like, wow, this dude is amazing. Like, I want to see where he goes. And that dude went far.
He's going.
He's still going.
Speaking of Travis, what's in the Jai McDonald's meal?
Oh, a Jai McDonald's meal. If I were to make a meal, it'll be a double quarter pounder with mac sauce.
Ooh.
With mac sauce. And then, of course, the fries. And I like sweet and sour sauce. I love McDonald's sweet and sour sauce. I was like a chicken nugget kid. Excuse me. And sweet and sour is like my favorite. So, yeah, that would be in there.
And then your drink?
Drink, Sprite, of course. But, like, dessert, apple pie. Because McDonald's apple pie just smacks, bro. So
it is different.
Yeah.
All right. So we both grew up in California. But we might as well grow up in different countries. I grew up Northern California. You grew up Southern California. What's one song that reminds you of home?
It's a song by Sir called Take Me Back to L.A. You know, it sounds like something I've been through. He's like far from his home. The introduction is like, it's like he's on the airplane and the plane's about to take off. And he's like, he's ready to go back to L.A. to visit his people, someone he loved. And that's how I feel. You know, my family's still in L.A. and like, I love to go visit them from time to time when I can. And just get that L.A. feeling, you know.
Yeah, I didn't, personally, when I moved out here a couple months ago, I didn't think I was going to get really homesick until one day I was driving somewhere and the radio was on. I never had the radio on. And the Journey song Lights came on. I don't know if you ever heard that song. But it's basically about San Francisco, where I kind of grew up in San Jose about 40 minutes.
They're close.
And then just singing about, like, the Bay and everything, and I just...
Yeah.
You just get emotional. It's weird.
It is. Yeah, when I first came out here, man, I was like, where am I at? Like, what am I doing here? But Colorado grows on you. Give it some time, because it took me some time. I was like, man, I'm not going to be here for long, and 4 years later, I'm still here, so it grows on you.
You know, I really love it out here.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see... I barely came here at the tail end of summer, so I really want to see what a Colorado summer actually is.
These last few summers have been very hot, but you know, a lot of golfing, you'll see that going on. People love golfing out here. Oh man, and when I first came out here, it was like springtime, and I was like, I seen deer walking around. I was so confused, and everybody was living so normal. I'm like, there's like a whole pack of deer right here. Like, why is nobody freaking out?
But speaking of which, like, how crazy is the culture shock between California and here? I can tell you, for me at least personally, everyone here is so nice.
They are.
Weird. I'm used to people smiling at people and people being like, what the hell are you smiling at for?
Yeah. I don't miss that aggressive vibe of California, no matter where you go. L.A. Right.
The big city vibe is always like that.
Yeah. Everybody's like against each other. And then here is like, it's a big family.
Yeah, you have like, the other day I was coming out the grocery store and I had like a chop it up 20 minutes with this old lady just because I smiled at her.
Old ladies. Man, I swear that'd be happening to me. Like, why are you talking to me? But like, they'd be having like the longest conversations with you. just telling you about life and enjoying it. And like, you're right. You're right.
Well, how do you think L.A. has affected your music?
L.A., making music in L.A. was not good for me. You know, I feel like I was very limited and I didn't, you know, I wasn't comfortable being myself out there, especially in the neighborhood I was living in. You know, I felt like no one was going to able to get like my visions and what I want to do. And, you know, L.A. is mostly about kind of gangbanging and that lifestyle. And I can't fake that lifestyle. That's not for me. So separated myself from L.A. and being out here, you know, I met people who are interested in the same thing I'm doing. And a lot of influences out here. Shit, you, Devon. Just like you said, you know, Colorado is like welcome arms. You know, people want to see you grow out here. And that's what I like about it. I got a lot of people that's behind me trying to see me grow. And it's not like I'm saying L.A. was not like that. It's just the people I was surrounded by wasn't benefiting me. So I had to separate myself from that.
Well, it's real like dog eat dog out there.
You know? Yeah.
It's what is that? Crabs in a bucket, right?
Yeah.
Mentality.
Crabs in a barrel.
Yeah. Man, but you're right. Ever since I've been out here, it's a lot more positive.
Yeah. Very positive.
I don't know if it's just the nature or it's the weed or something, but it's...
It might be the weed.
Yeah, a little bit. Jumping a little bit back into music. What's your favorite song right now?
Favorite song? It's this band called Vacation. They're from Australia. And they got... No, not the song. There's a band called Vacation. They're from Australia. And the song is called Soft. And like the lead singer, I forget his name, but like... The way he just sings songs is so different. And it's like... It's indie music. And now it's like... I don't know. I feel like I'm on an LSD trip or something when he sings. It's like, wow, what is he saying? And it's just like... He's saying one word, but he's hitting in different notes. And it's like, what is going on right now? Gets me all warm inside. I'm like, oh, wow.
You know, so you're a renaissance man when it comes to music.
Yeah, huh? I love everything, man. I'm trying to learn more country just to, you know, see the roots of it. But, like, it's hard. I'm not really used to it. But, like, jazz, electronic. I've been listening to a lot of German, like, dubstep music. I go back to, like, 80s style music, you know, like Bon Jovi and stuff, Wham. I listen to almost everything. Like, my parents were different. My mom was big. Both my parents were into rock. My dad, he liked Red Hot Chili Peppers. My mom was putting me on to Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin, and all that. So, yeah. Both my parents black, but like they like rock music. So, yeah.
Well, who's your favorite rock artist?
Rock artist right now? Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi.
There you go.
I love Kid Cudi, and just seeing a black artist do rock music, which other black artists sometimes are scared. Not today in this genre. It's more of a trend thing, and not enjoying rock music. You know, you're trying to seem edgy, I guess. But Kid Cudi, man, he got a song called "Young Lady on Indica," and that's like my favorite song by him. He just like has a guitar solo. I'm just like, this dude's spazzing right now, and I love it.
I'd really like to see, like, right now rock is it's like a downturn in popular music right now. Right now,
yeah,
it is about rap, electronic, which is fine. Every genre goes through their
But I think that's what makes it better right now, because nobody's really trying to do it.
Exactly.
And, like, the small selection that is like, wow, what made you do this?
Well, that's why I really love... like neo artists, so like neo funk, neo soul, so like Absol,
coming back up, yeah,
cool. For I actually really like neo funk that's going on right now.
And, neo funk. Who's your top neo funk artist?
Neo funk artist Tuxedo. Oh,
okay.
So real quick, if you've never heard of Tuxedo, they're this kind of not even like nerdy white guys. They're kind of two white guys who really love like funk. So a really crazy story that you probably never knew. There's a Snoop Dogg song, the one that "We Can't Have Fun, Let's the Homies Get Some," like that song, right?
Ain't no fun fun if the homies can. Yeah, that one.
That one, right? Yeah. So, Mayor Hawthorne, who's the main singer of the group, he was wondering where that G-Funk sound came from. Because all the G-Funk artists, mm-hmm. they all come from old 70s, 60s, 70s funk.
Yeah.
So he went around his music circle trying to find who it was. And he ended up talking to Snoop's producer, and he didn't know where it came from. So what they did was, he was like, oh, so I wonder how it would have went. So on their first album, Tuxedo, they closed it with what they think the original song sounded like.
Okay.
And so it's really, really cool. Maybe after this, I'll show you.
You got to link me to that. But a lot of G-Funk came from like old 70 bands, like the Ohio Players. I think that's what they're called. My dad was putting me on.
Funkadelics.
Yeah, yeah, all that. So those are the deep roots of that. If you ever want to like search that up, we can like find it together, bro.
I know. I used to, I mean, I really miss like the G-Funk sound, and I kind of hope that makes it back around one day. You know, fads always come back around. Uh-huh. But just like neo-funk itself, I love how much of a throwback it is.
Yeah. Throwback music is just, you need it. It's like sometimes this new stuff gets too overwhelming. It's like I need to just hear some original sounds and not all this. I don't even know how to explain it, but sometimes, like I said, it gets overwhelming. Like I need to just hear something original, not basic, but just the roots of music.
Right. Like, have you ever heard of Duran Jones?
No,
I haven't. Duran Jones and the Incantations?
No.
So just saying that, you can just think basically it's old 60s music.
The name just sounds old.
Yeah. So,
if it's always... Yeah.
Dude and the... Yeah. Like, yeah, it's always really old. I'll turn you on to that too, because they have some great 50s inspired music.
50s inspired music?
It's 50s, 50s, 60s, 70s inspired music.
It's like beach house music or...
No, so it's like... Think of part Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
I love Buddy Holly.
Let me think. Who else would?
Weezers.
A little bit of Marvin Gaye. Actually, so more in the 80s. It's really.
That sounds. Oh, my voice hella cracked.
Yeah, you're good.
It sounds like a lot mixed up into one. That's what I like about Pharrell's group, NERD. They had like jazz, rock, just everything mixed into like one sound. Like they had different bridges, like it would be like a rap song and then like a bridge come on, it's like this indie vibe to it, and then goes like back to the rap song. Like I love stuff like that. So yeah, definitely link me into their music.
Yeah, I've been on a real niche kick recently. Mm-hmm. I used to have this hard and fast rule back in the day. I was like, I want to listen to a song till it's at least 5 years old. Then after it's been dead and buried, let me pick it up. But with these new artists, it sounds like you can play a song. One time I walked up on this person, they were randomly playing a Duran Jones song. And I was like...
I'm like, whoa, hold up.
I was like, well, what year do you think this song came out? They're like, I don't know, like the 50s or the 60s. I was like, no, it came out last year.
Wow.
Yeah, these are just new cats who love music.
Yeah, recycling like an old sound. Well, not when I say recycling. I guess...
I mean, you can say it.
Yeah.
But it's
visiting
really...
an old sound, you know, bringing it back to the youth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is there any type of sound that you would like, if you had the opportunity to bring back? Or at least...
Bring back? I'd say be a part of. I want to make indie music if I can, you know, if I learn how to. That's like one of my biggest... That's like, other than rap, I love indie. I love indie music. I don't know, I just like them, like, happy vibes, you know. Make you want to take a long drive and go visit some nice places and see the scenery and just enjoy life. I love that feeling, so, yeah.
All right, I think that's going to do it for us here, cool. Jai. So go ahead and plug whatever you want to plug.
Follow me on Instagram at onlyjai, but only is spelled ONNY_JYI, and... Again, stay tuned for more music. And thanks for listening to me. Hope y'all have a nice day, month, or whatever. Enjoy your Halloween. Peace.
And hopefully I can get you on an actual episode of Cherry Bomb one day. Maybe we'll cover some Naruto for you.
Oh, yeah, man. I love Naruto, man. Let's talk about Itachi. That's my guy.
All right, guys. Till next time.